Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mary Lau, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future, and the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program one of our proud sponsors, Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada.
Good morning, Sam. Pleasure to have you back on. Thank you.
So let's start out with one of the things that we've talked about in the past was the chain drugstores taking a bigger chunk of the medical industry because the medical industry can't turn out enough doctors and nurses, and so pharmacists were becoming more and more important. But now over the last week or so, as we're taping this, Walgreens is cutting back on the number of in-store medical units that they'll have. Was there a reason that they're doing this? I mean, it doesn't seem to me that the medical business is going backwards.
No, the medical business isn't actually going backwards, but again, the footprint inside of a store is very expensive. If you look at something that Walmart's doing, they're doing the external clinics now. I don't think it's going to be inside the store. I could be surprised, but I think they're more like the little quick stop healthcare things and stuff. Getting pharmacists up to speed and getting them where they're comfortable away from being behind the counter and bringing technology forward has not moved as quickly as it could, because actually Medco had the greatest robotics out there for years, and then I think they've disassembled. I'm not sure what they're at now. That's a Liz McMiniman thing, but they absolutely can have the back of the house covered differently and the front of the house. But there is so much pushback, so much confusion, so much turmoil in the medical industry right now. It's crazy. I mean, right now, you know, like pharmacy benefit managers are supposed to be the vicious creature that's taking all, you know, sucking the extra money out, and they're not actually. They're the ones that are able to bundle and negotiate and get better prices from pharma. But I think with Congress now starting to move towards looking at pharma, looking at all of those areas, including PBMs, and we don't represent them, but I do acknowledge and appreciate the work that they do for very large reasons, including our Medicaid and stuff like that. It operates as a PBM. But you have to turn around and let technology catch up. You have to let the industry catch up, and you have to see where the dust settles after all of this turmoil.
And as you look at pharma, is pharma being weakened at this point to any great extent?
I don't think so. I think some of the pharma companies, I mean, you know, the Sheckler family is, you know, obviously pulled their money out early, hid it somewhere, whatever, you know, I mean, that's a silly comment, but whatever's going on, they've already prepared the bankruptcy because they know they're in hot water. But you've got more than just the OxyContin lawsuits and stuff. You've got the Bayer, Johnson & Johnson on the talcum powder and everything. So basically the freewheeling days are a little bit over. Now, coming back into responsible medicine, the problem is that they've always allowed the United States citizen to pay a lot more than you pay anywhere else in the world because we are quote unquote funding all the resources. But then you hear things like an Alzheimer drug that had potential that they're gonna let it sit for a while because they're not sure. And of course that gives the public the bad taste of going, now wait a minute, what are you doing keeping Alzheimer's as a high profit area? You know, when you had things like a diabetes drug that really could have been over the counter at a certain point in time going to 4,000, the EpiPens, I mean, the abuses have been so bad that pharma better pay attention and these companies better start acting like citizens.
It seems like both sides of the aisle now are willing to look at pharma being forced to negotiate with Medicare. Do you think that that's going to actually happen?
It would be good if they do, but you know, right now, as far as I know, that's all managed through a pharmacy benefit manager and stuff. But the negotiations to pharma, it's like, pharma will not negotiate, but I'll use the example, you know, like Walgreens or Walmart or anything like that, CVS, none of them. But who distributes the drugs to the community? Those are community pharmacies too. It's gotten to the point where you can't hardly have a small mom and pop pharmacy anymore, except in a small rural town.
Yes, to say the least. There was some discussion in the last week or so from the governor's office and media reports on the state pharmacy board. Can you share with us what the problem is and where you think that this should be heading?
Well, first of all, pay attention when the governor gives a state of the state speech. It's not saying, hey, I'm glad I'm here. I don't have an agenda, but I'm gonna give you a good notice of what I'd like to do. No, it's the blueprint, it's the plan. The governor said, I'm done with this, I'm done with the boards and commissions and stuff. The legislature set up a sunset committee to review boards and commissions. Pharmacy board had a terrible audit. Dental board's in an audit now. One board, homeopathic board, has been dissolved and just waiting for the governor to reappoint a new board members to a new board, who's going to have to create everything. It's a little bit spooky right now in that because there's some cases out there that need to be resolved, but time and tide on that one. But the pharmacy board's been kind of an interesting mess for a long time. Quite an article in an insider report this weekend with Mr. Ralston on the fact that Randolph Townsend, when he was chair of Commerce and Labor, got to the point where he wouldn't let McDonald or Lewis Ling testify. He just went off on it and went off on them in public. And so Michael Hillerby had to do most of the testimony and most of the negotiations and stuff. But during that period of time, the pharmacy board wanted to raise their fining authority to $10,000. We objected because from of like $1,000 to $10,000. And the pharmacy board had gotten so far out of hand that then Brian Sandoval, pre-Assemblyman Sandoval even, was the attorney for Albertsons. So they used to, Lewis would bring the press in when they're holding a discipline hearing. It got to be a joke on Albertson Wednesdays. And then when they got through with Albertson, they went to another group. And, you know, I mean, it really got to be a mess. And it didn't straighten out a lot, but they sort of backed off on some of that because Ann O'Connell took them to task to begin with and said, wait a minute, we're not going to give you fining authority for $10,000. And we worked with the board and we worked with the Senate and stuff like that and came up with a matrix. Because for a while it was like, okay, Sam Shad pharmacist, you pay $100. And oh, by the way, company, since you hired him and he ignored your protocols, we're still going to fine you. So the companies were paying huge fines for doing everything right and the training right and stuff like that. So that all blew up then. Then they started working on the wholesalers, which is correct. There's only like three very large wholesalers, and that's who the major companies deal with. Some of these, I'll use the term fly-by-night. It's going to insult every wholesaler that looks at your show. But the lesser-known wholesalers, they weren't able to track them down. They weren't importing, you know, the drugs weren't always high quality and stuff like that, so they wanted a tool. That was the excuse for the 10 grand. Keith McDonald, Lewis Ling, get in a fight with the wholesalers at one point in time. Keith's comment was, I apologize to your audience, I will piss in your soup, which made him personally named in the lawsuit along with Lewis Ling. So that kind of stuff kept going on at a certain point in time. Gibbons tried to do something about it. He appointed me to the board to see if we could possibly get board members to realize that they're supposed to run the show. Because one of the things you get when you serve on a board is, oh, by the way, you're only going to be here for a certain term. We're the staff. We'll tell you what to do. And, you know, they put staff recommendations down, which everybody does. All legislators, all boards, everything else. You don't have to follow them lockstep. But at a certain point in time, Keith retired, Lewis retired, the president at the time was Larry Pinson warehouse staff, or the I've went totally brain dead on the name now, and they he became the executive secretary. So the power shifted from Keith to Larry, from Larry to Larry. And then he brought in his own assistant, who was a board member but had been not reappointed. And then he has a good attorney in Paul. Paul is an excellent attorney, but he came out of Lewis and Rocha, and he knows, he served on the osteopathic board and stuff like that. Then they hired Laxalt's Brett Kant in. I don't know too many boards that have two attorneys. And they have, under their purview, because the AG didn't want it at the time, the prescription management program. So this board is starting to believe that they are a government entity. And oops, you know, the executive secretary makes more than the governor, which is considered a no-no.
Right.
Considerably more, I might add. But, I mean, it just, all of this stuff started coming out during the Sunset Subcommittee. And, oh, by the way, they passed a law that said I couldn't serve on that board anymore because I represented pharmacy. And that was appropriate. We didn't lobby or anything else. That was a decision the board had. But all of these boards and stuff had been going crazy. If you remember, under Gibbons is when Desai case came up. And on the colonoscopy clinic,
yeah.
And they wouldn't resign. They would not step aside, and that's when the law, I mean, when Sisolak said the governor, they should serve at the pleasure of the governor, I agree. And that is fraught with partisanship, but if you don't think the governor appoints at a partisan level anyway, so what? But it needs to have some sort of an area, because when your staff tells you that you're just going to not be there that long, you know, I mean, it's little mini deep states. Now that's the popular term these days.
Right.
So that's a breath there, but a long diatribe on what's happened with that board. Margie Green, at one time, she straightened her act up, but the contractors board ran afoul of Townsend one time. And Townsend very brilliantly put Maggie Carlton in charge of boards and commissions. And everybody started sweating at the brow and got chills down their back because they knew that there was going to be accountability. She did a very strong job, as much as she could do, from that branch of government.
All right. That was quite a large nutshell there.
Thank you. Sorry.
And we'll be right. No, it was great. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau, the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. So Michael Brown is now the head of GOAD. Your thoughts?
Oh, wow. I think Michael is going to do excellent on GOAD. I mean, I enjoyed working with Michael in B&I.
Business and industry.
Business and industry. I'm sorry. We're in acronym hell in our line of work. But, yeah, I mean, he was excellent in that direction and was shocked to find out how staid and how comfortable a lot of the bureaucrats are in their roles and stuff, and the fact that they really don't have a structure and the technology to do that job. I mean, we were at a meeting in his office, and he goes, "You see that screen over there?" He goes, "I cannot dial up any one of the departments on that screen and have a face-to-face." You know, I mean, if the technology that's available to our country and our state right now is amazing, but the money for that technology isn't there, and that's going to have to fix itself at some point in time. Part of infrastructure is technology, but Michael went through the ranks in a very, very large company and was used to being, you know, they'd have a conference call with maybe 50 people on it, I don't know. And then this level that reported would sign off, this level. And he was totally surprised that it didn't work that way. Now, having said that, I'm going to miss him terribly in that position. But in GOED, it's a more fluid position. The governor has openly stated that he wants more economic development in southern Nevada than northern Nevada now, which is okay, but not feasible. I mean, Apex is a dust bowl and doesn't have infrastructure, and the parties down there aren't willing to put it in. The Faraday fiasco, hey, that rhymes, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Faraday fiasco, that was because there's no infrastructure. If you look at Mr. Gilman and Mr. Norman, that infrastructure was put in there. And it was put in by them. The roads were put in up to us. I remember going on a tour one time, and all of a sudden we hit the dirt road, and it was like, oh, that's as far as we got because we don't own that. But at the same time, Washoe County and Reno were caught flat-footed. Story County really doesn't want housing up there, which is very silly. They're going to have to address that. Fernley was still recovering from a horrible depression. Silver Springs is, they've got too many problems right now. They need the water and they need the roads and stuff. The Highway 50, the USA Parkway, you get off there in the Silver Springs, Lyon County part of it, you drop off on a dirt road.
Right.
So what a mess.
Which is kind of bizarre, yes.
Yeah, but however, having said that, TRI, or Trick at the time, was not supposed to be built out, and for over 20 years was the economic plan of it. Nobody knew it was going to catch on fire. At least I don't think they did. I think they were surprised too.
No, Roger said it wasn't going to be in his lifetime.
Yeah, all the way to the bank. They were happy that that happened. But it caught on fire. There was a need for it and everything else. That's an issue. And I know the governor's concerned about the issue, and so is the local governments and stuff on housing. But what happened is they didn't work together with it. Now you got the brouhaha over a water district. Give me a break. I mean, there's like five people that live in that area. Those five people that work, you know, I mean, okay, it's not pretty. I like that. But I lived up at Incline Village for a long time. That's a general improvement district too. Tell me that the neighbors didn't influence that district. I mean, it's GIDs and HOAs need to be looked at, but that's a problem for another conversation.
All right, let's continue on this road, though, when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Lau. She's the president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. It doesn't make any sense to me that you'd be doing less in terms of Northern Nevada as far as development than you would be in Southern Nevada, because with Lance Gilman and Roger Norman in the process of purchasing a large parcel of land in the Fernley area, another business park right next door to them, and all this momentum that they already have, you're just going to continue to see the growth. Are we not, if somebody comes in to invest $1 billion in Northern Nevada, give them any incentives?
I don't know that part, to tell you the truth. I don't know if we wouldn't give them the incentive. I think we still should continue to give them the incentive, because are you willing to let them walk away because they don't want to be down south? That's a whole nother ballgame.
Which was the story, by the way, with Tesla, because they didn't want to be at Apex.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you can lose a company, Now, the Google factory up there is amazing, what's going in there. I'm not too sure, driving by, and you can't really sit there and turn on your brakes and look a lot. It looks like something bigger than Tesla and even Switch. I mean, I don't know how much is underground in Google, but half a Switch is underground, if not more. So it's amazing what's happening. I don't know if they feel that because the momentum is up north, that will continue on its own. But you still do have to have incentives and stuff, like it or not, economic development and the rules of the economy say it does work out. You have to be careful who you approve and stuff like that. But
Well, that's called clawbacks, right?
Yeah, clawbacks, exactly. That's what they did to the Tesla if they didn't make it. Now, I think inadvertently, the idea that Tesla was able to sell tax credits to MGM, who obviously is in trouble, or they wouldn't be selling off properties and firing 600 managers. They want to be a management company, but they got rid of the people that know how to run gaming, so this is going to be interesting, too. Maybe something like that shouldn't be.
And they lost Bobby Baldwin to the Drew.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, how do you do that? You know, how do you lose somebody like that? Which makes me go into a conspiracy theory and think, okay, if they want to be managers, now we know why Wynn's been charged again before the lawsuits are even settled. But I don't know. We're in interesting times, my friend.
We certainly are, and that's where we have to leave it. Mary Lau, always a pleasure. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
The 7th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Going to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect. Tolls Development Company, breathing life into Northern Nevada's future. And the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, meeting the community's present and future needs.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can watch Nevada Newsmakers anytime online, podcasts, or on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.